The Night Stalker, D.I. Mike Lockyer, Book 4. Written by Claire Donahue and read by Imogen Church.
Prologue. July. He watched as she threw back her head and laughed, her mouth so wide he could see flecks of food stuck in her teeth. She was drunk again, regaling the locals with one of her wild stories. His jaw tightened with each lie and exaggeration. His mother had warned him not to get involved with her, but he hadn't listened. He shook his head, despairing at his own idiocy.
"Drink up, gentlemen!"
the landlord shouted. There was a chorus of disapproving murmurs.
"Have you not got homes to go to?" "One for the road,"
a voice called out from the crowd, the plea supported by a surge of movement towards the bar. As he watched the stampede, he pulled at the back of his neck, trying to tug away the tension that had bound his muscles into knots. He had only agreed to come for one drink. He had to be up at 5, whereas she would laze in bed until mid-morning. What did she do all day? He had no idea. The kids were feral, the house was a mess. His dinner was always late, but not always edible. He ground his teeth as her cackle invaded his thoughts. He could still remember the first time he saw her. She had been in the pub with her father, her cheeks pink from the fire, a half of cider in her hand, her tits on display. And that had been it. Within a week, she was sneaking over to his place at night. He would haul her in through his bedroom window and then tip her out of it again in the morning after they were done. She wasn't forever, but she passed the time, or so he told himself. He sniffed and took a slug of his pint, coughing as it fizzed at the back of his throat. When she had told him she was pregnant, he had hoped it was a joke. His father thought he should marry her, that it was his responsibility. What did it matter that he didn't love her, that he didn't want a baby? How would he even support them? He didn't earn enough to support himself, let alone a kid. Lucky for him, his mother agreed and managed to persuade his would-be father-in-law that his only daughter was better off alone, but telling him that as the baby's grandmother, she would stump up the cash to pay for the poor little bastard.
"Hey, watch it,"
he said as his pint was almost jostled out of his hand by the crush of more people pushing past him, desperate for one more drink. He stepped back from the bar, lifting his pint above his head. The space he left was filled in an instant and the calls for service resumed. He moved closer to the door and leaned against the wall, glad to be away from the crowd.
"It was 15 hands at least," she was saying, throwing her chubby arms up in the air.
He knew the story well. She claimed to have been approached by an enormous stag up near the Seven Sisters.
"He looked up, sniffed the air, and then just walked right up to me."
"Must have smelled something he liked, Janie,"
one of the locals drawled. He knew without looking that there would be an accompanying leer and fumbling hand along with the remark. Annie would never have let herself be pawed at by another man. He let out a long and heavy sigh. He wasn't good enough for Annie, then or now. From the day she agreed to marry him, their relationship was doomed to fail. She was clean and pure like the spring at Lady's Fountain. He was young, stupid, and led by his dick. She had forgiven him his affair with Jane, but it hadn't been enough to save them, not least because his mother had never approved of the relationship in the first place, and so Annie had left, their engagement a distant memory.